Crossway presents What is the Gospel? Written and read by Greg Gilbert with a foreword by D.A. Carson.
To Mariah, I love you. Tons and tons. Series Preface. The Nine Marks series of books is premised on two basic ideas. First, the local church is far more important to the Christian life than many Christians today perhaps realize. We at Nine Marks believe that a healthy Christian is a healthy church member. Second, local churches grow in life and vitality as they organize their lives around God's Word. God speaks. Churches should listen and follow. It's that simple. When a church listens and follows, it begins to look like the one it is following. It reflects His love and holiness. It displays His glory. A church will look like Him as it listens to Him. By this token, the reader might notice that all nine marks, taken from Mark Dever's 2001 book, Nine Marks of a Healthy Church by Crossway Books, begin with the Bible, expositional preaching, biblical theology, a biblical understanding of the gospel, a biblical understanding of conversion, a biblical understanding of evangelism, a biblical understanding of church membership, a biblical understanding of church discipline, a biblical understanding of discipleship and growth, and a biblical understanding of church leadership. More can be said about what churches should do in order to be healthy, such as pray, but these nine practices are the ones that we believe are most often overlooked today, unlike prayer. So our basic message to churches is, don't look to the best business practices or the latest styles. Look to God. Start by listening to God's Word again. Out of this overall project comes the Nine Marks series of books. These volumes intend to examine the nine marks more closely and from different angles. Some target pastors. Some target church members. Hopefully all will combine careful biblical examination, theological reflection, cultural consideration, corporate application, and even a bit of individual exhortation. The best Christian books are always both theological and practical. It's our prayer that God will use this volume and the others to help prepare His bride, the church, with radiance and splendor for the day of His coming. Foreword. More than 30 years of teaching theological students have shown me that the most controverted questions they ask vary from generation to generation, and the same is true of the broader Christian public. At one time, you could guarantee a heated debate by throwing out the question, what do you think of the charismatic movement, or is inerrancy worth defending, or what do you think about seeker-sensitive churches? It's easy enough to find people willing to discuss these questions today, but there is usually little heat left in them and not much more light. Today, the question most likely to light a fuse is, as the author of this volume points out, what is the gospel? One might usefully add that question's first cousin, what is evangelicalism? That these questions engender mutually exclusive answers, often dogmatically defended, with only a minimum of reflection on the Bible, is quite frankly alarming, because the issues are so fundamental. When evangelicals hold highly disparate opinions about what the evangel is, that is, the gospel, for that is what evangel means, then one must conclude either that evangelicalism as a movement is a diverse phenomenon with no agreed gospel and no sense of responsibility to contend for the faith that the Lord has once for all entrusted to us, His people, Jude 3, or that many people who call themselves evangelicals, who do not have any legitimate right to do so because they have left the evangel, the gospel, behind. Enter Greg Gilbert. This book does not so much claim to break new ground as survey afresh some old ground that should never have been ignored, much less abandoned. The clarity of Greg's thought and articulation is wholly admirable. This book will sharpen the thinking of not a few mature Christians. More importantly, it is a book to distribute widely to church leaders, young Christians, and even some who have not yet trusted Christ who want a clear explanation of what the gospel is. Read it, then buy a box of them for generous distribution. D.A. Carson. Introduction. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? You'd think that would be an easy question to answer, especially for Christians. In fact, you'd think that writing a book like this, one asking Christians to think carefully about the question, what is the gospel of Jesus, would be completely unnecessary. It's like asking carpenters to sit around and ponder the question, what is a hammer? After all, the gospel of Jesus Christ stands at the very center of Christianity.